From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Bloch. Britain is in the middle of another media storm about beef. This time, it's not about mad cow, but cloned cows. Earlier this week, a Scottish farmer admitted that he had raised cows derived from an American clone, and meat from at least one of those animals was sold to wholesalers and probably ended up in stores. Government experts say there's no danger, but as Vicky Barker reports, previous food scandals have left the British public suspicious.
With Parliament on its summer recess and little political news about, the cloning scandal, as it's been labeled, has been a top headline here all week. It's not actually illegal to sell meat and dairy products derived from cloned animals in Britain, but they're supposed to be sold as a novelty food, like kangaroo meat or chocolate-covered African bees, and licensed and labeled accordingly. That shouldn't have been a problem, says Scottish beef farmer Donald Biga. He says British livestock tracing standards are among the highest in the world.
Each animal, particularly in the beef world, has its own passport, which records its date of birth, so its age, its breeding, and everything about it is known when it goes to the processor.
Problem is, the passport law was passed before large-scale animal cloning became feasible. There's simply no box labeled American clone for farmers to tick, and British agriculture officials were apparently unaware of the restrictions because they were imposed by another bureaucracy entirely, the Food Standards Agency. In the ensuing media uproar, British officials have repeatedly assured consumers that there's no known health risk from eating cloning-derived products. But on this side of the Atlantic, concern about how animals are bred and treated seems to weigh at least as heavily as any safety issues. Last month, European lawmakers approved a law that would ban all cloned meat and other products from the European food supply.
These are the calves from our dairy herd that produces the milk that we sell.
Dairy farmer Richard Park on his organic farm in Britain's Lake District. He says the replication that cloning represents is against everything he stands for.
For thousands of years, farmers have improved their dairy cows by using the best of the next generation, not maintaining what they've already got.
It's too soon to say if British beef sales are down. Certainly, the consumer panic predicted by the tabloids has yet to materialize. In the meat section of this South London supermarket, 76-year-old Margaret Massara chooses some chopped beef for stewing.
To be honest with you, I don't worry about that. I grew up in Ireland and we were glad to get any kind of meat when I was growing up.
But nearby, Evelyn Boy says she's disturbed that British agriculture officials simply can't say if meat or milk derived from cloned cows is sitting on store shelves right now.
It's not meant to go through the food chain, and it did. So that's very serious, because we don't know what will happen later, do we?
After the mad cow disease scares of the 1990s and the foot and mouth epidemic of 2001, farmers had hoped that they'd laid public fears about the safety of Britain's food supply to rest at last. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.